poster awards. We had two members of the School of Environment, George McCourt and Kathy Roulet, who generously volunteered their time to judge the posters, which they found to be very difficult because they commented that they were impressed with the quality of all the posters. And I'd like to thank the poster presenters for their contributions. Most of these were students who did it during the very busy time of their academic year. And so they based it on criteria such as relevance to the topic of the symposium, the simplicity of the poster, its ability to present its information. And so we have the following three winners, which we'd like to have come up to accept their gifts. And that is, the first one is Patrick Dosti and his colleagues. These are students who were in the Environment 401, that is the team environment course that's offered by the School of Environment. This is on behalf of you guys. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Our second prize is Sarah Statham. Is she here? Excellent. She did work on Inuit food security. Thanks a lot. And our third prize is Roshira Castaneda. For her work on non-indigenous species and a thermal plume in the St. Lawrence River. Now, I'd like to, the director of the School of Environment, Marilyn Scott, wants to say a few words. And before she does, I'd like to acknowledge the work of Shannon Scott, and Daniel Lefebvre in particular, who without whom this could not have been possible.
So good morning, everyone. I'm Marilyn Scott, if you don't know me, and it's just been a real delight, and on your behalf, I'd like to thank Tony, I'd like to thank all the speakers yesterday and today, all those who put together posters, you in the audience, and a special thanks also to Tony for organizing this and, again, for the support from Danielle and Shannon. I think that a phrase that's really stuck with me today, which I hope we all take home with us, is the humility and hope phrase. I think the concept of us natural scientists accepting a degree of humility in what we do and the fact that there's a lot of others in the academic spheres and in society in general that that can inform what the way forward, perhaps the best way forward should be. I think we will all learn a lot by remembering that. So thank you all very much. I have a safe trip home, those of you that are traveling any distance, and good luck with your exams for the undergraduates that still have exams and final papers, etc. And for grad students and others that are here, you know, keep up the good work. Keep up your good work. Thank you very much.